from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me in the Catalyst studio for the last final episode of My Mayor is candidate for Mayor Robert Blackmon. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me, as always. It's been a pleasure throughout these weeks and months to be here, and it's been a great service for the voters to get to know us better. So thank you very much for all you've done.
Sure, it's been our pleasure. Appreciate the candid answers and being up for all the weird questions. And you know, we still haven't had our Oprah moment yet, so you know, one of us probably needs to get misty at some point during this. No.
You go first.
I'll go first. So getting close to the big day, and it's a week away. And so, you know, as our the theme of this, of My Mayor, is to get to know the person behind the policy. So we're going to finish up with, you know, a few questions that are not necessarily policy related, but again, giving people a chance to see, you know, you reflect upon yourself and show different sides of yourself. And so the first question is, you know, what's been the biggest change that you felt has occurred in you, even if minor, during this last year of campaigning?
So the biggest change for me that I've seen over the course of the campaign is how much people really are looking for real leadership and how much people have reached out to me to express that. You know, I've always prided myself, and even at forums, I've always said, I will meet with anybody, I'll speak with anybody, and I'm constantly willing to step outside of my comfort zone to get to know everyone in the city and every issue. You know, my campaign slogan has been St. Pete for All, and I've tried to live that. And it's become so much easier jumping from council person to mayoral candidate because people have really reached out and they've given me happy stories of growth. They've given me sad stories of prices going up, of lack of opportunities in our city. And they've given me poignant stories about, you know, the changes they've seen, loved ones who have suffered, all sorts of different issues that the people have seen in our city. And I've also, you know, gone through some personally challenging times throughout the campaign. I've lost two of my best friends have passed away throughout the campaign cycle. So I think it's really allowed me to, even more so than I thought I was before, connect to people and be more open and vulnerable, both receiving input and critique, but also willing to put out positive messaging and plans for the future, because that's what the citizens want, but it's also what our city deserves, is somebody who's willing to be compassionate, somebody who's willing to fight for the people, not for themselves, for special interest, or for their own career enrichment. Somebody who just really cares. And that's what I've been proud to try and work towards. And every day I'm reminded of why this race is so important when I hear from the people.
That's great. So any changes? Anything that you, you know, as you look back on working towards those goals and getting these new understandings, anything you would have done differently?
You know, if I had this to do over, I don't know what I would have changed. You know, I'm happy that I got in. I think there's a real chance to win this thing. We're down to less than a week. I would have tried to call some more Ken Welch's donors, that's for sure, because I've been outraised over 2-1. But, you know, I think we've done a good job of proving that politics is about more than money. And I think we found a way to be really nimble and innovative with our messaging on a shoestring budget. You know, like I said, outraised by my current opponent 2-1. In the primary, I was outraised over 4-1 by an opponent who was ultimately unsuccessful making it through. And I think we're showing that you don't just need the most money to win an election. And politics shouldn't always be about who has the biggest wallet. It should be about who has the biggest heart, who cares the most, who has the most ideas, and who wants to bring about positive change the most. And I'm that guy. So, you know, if I had it to do over again, I don't know how much I'd change. A lot of people who are in the race had been wanting to run for office and for mayor for a long, long time. And some people used that as a pejorative and said, you know, XYZ didn't just wake up yesterday and decide to be mayor. Well, you know, I kind of did. I got in the race the last hour of the filing deadline. And I didn't get in because I wanted to win for me. I got in because I didn't think anybody was representing the viewpoint of the true public servant, the true citizen leader. And I'm just a guy from St. Pete who wants to do the right thing and wants to help out the hometown. And I hope that message resonates, and I hope that people remember that when they turn out to the polls next week.
That's great. And I think you covered a lot of this. The final question is, you know, your final thoughts as this is the last episode, and just to give you a chance to, you know, to say what you want to be left in the brains of any undecided voters who are still out there.
Well, first of all, I'm extremely grateful for the outpouring of support that I've received from all angles and all aspects of our city. You know, I think it really plays into, and I look at it more like COVID, right? People have felt so isolated and so alone. And, you know, you don't realize how many people really look up to you and rely on you until you run for office. And so many people have reached out and been so supportive and done so much for me that I'm eternally grateful. And I don't know how I can ever thank everybody except for try and continue with the message that I have of purity in politics, of people first policy, and just trying to fight for everybody in our city to make sure we're great citywide. You know, our city, a lot would say, is headed in the right direction, and I agree with that. You know, being from here, a lot of these changes in growth are, we're in a place I never thought we'd be in. Not just this soon, but in my lifetime, I never thought St. Pete would be as hot as it is right now. But there's a lot of people who have not benefited from this growth, and we need to make sure that everyone has a seat at the table. If you've worked in St. Pete, if you're working in St. Pete, if you're a first responder, a teacher, a bartender, a server, we need to make sure that you have a voice, because you are what is part of what has made our St. Pete so special for so long. And my final thought is, the best is yet to come for St. Petersburg. We have a bright, bright future ahead where everyone can benefit from growth, not just the chosen few. And we need to make sure, as I've said, the old saying, a rising tide lifts all boats, that's not always true. Some people are drowning in that rising tide. We need to make sure that everybody has a seat on the boat. And we need to make sure that some people are throwing life preservers so they can get on the boat and enjoy the growth that we've had in St. Pete and make a St. Pete for all.
Wonderful. Thank you. Appreciated your participation. 15 or so episodes, candid answers, up for weird questions. It's been a pleasure, and wish you the best moving forward.
Thank you very much. November 2nd, less than 30% of people voted in the primary. We're at about 15% right now. Please, please vote and tell a friend, because even if you think your friends are voting, statistics say they're probably not. So tell those 3 out of 4 to get out there, vote. And even if it's not for me, do your civic duty, share the message, and vote.
Candidate Robert Blackman.
Thank you.
We are back for the very final episode of My Mayor. Joining me is candidate Ken Welch. I see you're outside, Ken. I'm assuming you brought your tissues out with you just in case we get emotional on this last episode.
We'll keep our emotions in check. We're good to go.
All right. Let's keep it stay professional. All right. So I've enjoyed our, 8 or 9 months together. The feedback I've received is that the people have really enjoyed getting to know you, and a lot of the variety of the questions, gave people a really good multi-sort of perspective look into who you are and who you'll be as potential mayor. So, with that being said, final time. How's life on the campaign trail?
Life is great. It's hard to believe we're just a few days away, and over 20,000 folks have cast their ballot. And you know, we're a vote by mail city and county, and so. We're well on the way to the folks making a decision, and it's been a great opportunity just to talk with so many people in our community. I'm really grateful.
That's great. And, you know, as we're, our mission with this was to kind of look at the person behind the policy. And so our final questions give you a chance to do a little more of that and reflect. First one is, what's been the most significant change that's occurred inside of you, even if minor, in this last year of campaigning?
Well, I mean, for all of us, the last 2 years have been about adapting to a new reality. And certainly that applied to the campaign as well. And so we endeavored to try to reach out to as many people within the parameters of COVID safety. And that was a real challenge, but I think we were very successful in doing that. I want to thank Catalyst because I think the My Mayor series was a very important part of us reaching out when we had 8 candidates in a write-in in the primary. And I heard from so many folks, like you said, Joe, who said, you know, they really enjoyed a more extended, you know, conversation with the candidates to understand our positions, you know, beyond the 90-second that you can respond to a typical forum question. So I think we adapted and we got our message across.
That's wonderful. And anything you would have done differently, you know, looking back?
No, it really was a learning experience. You couldn't write a script for, you know, my last year on the commission, working with my colleagues and partners across the county and really across the Tampa Bay area to try to deal effectively to the pandemic. And so I really was not in campaign mode in 2020. And still, even this year, you know, the first issue is public safety and health. And a lot of our folks are still struggling, still recovering, a lot of our businesses. And so it really was an issue of trying to campaign, but also dealing with the realities and trying to help folks as much as I can in our community. And so if I learned anything, it's that I need to delegate. You know, I've never run a campaign with this large of a team. My county commission campaigns have been, you know, 2 or 3 people. And certainly learning to delegate is a skill set that I'll use as mayor as well.
That's wonderful. And so as this is, you know, last episode, I'd love to give you a chance just to say your, you know, your final thoughts and the final insight you'd like to leave any undecided voters with.
You sounded like you're getting a little emotional there when you said my final thoughts. So we'll get through this, Joe.
Everything in.
Yeah, I want to thank the citizens of St. Pete for being engaged. We will get through this together. We do live in the greatest city in the nation, and I'm just excited about the opportunity to lead what we've called inclusive progress moving forward. We can become greater every day, and it'll take all of us working together to make that happen. I would ask you, if you still have questions, go to kenwelsh.com. You can find contact links there to talk to us if you have any further questions, but make sure you cast your ballot. So far, only about 15% of folks that are eligible to vote have voted. And your local government is the government that makes sure you have clean water at the tap, make sure you have a response when you dial 911, make sure our streets are safe. Local government matters. So I just encourage everyone to go out and cast your ballot if you haven't, or on November 2nd. And so thank you all very much.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I very much appreciated your being up for any kind of weird questions and giving thoughtful answers. And I echo your sentiment that people need to get out and vote. 15% is way too low.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you, candidate Ken Welch.
From stpetecatalyst.com.